This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in Washington after a four-day visit to Japan. AP's Sagar Magani reports the president's returning to a much different atmosphere than he enjoyed on his trip overseas.
There was a sumo wrestling tournament, a French feast, and a visit with Japan's new emperor.
We thank the people of Japan for their incredible hospitality.
The Japanese crafted it all to flatter the president, who visited with U.S. troops on the way home.
I'm thrilled to be aboard the USS Wasp.
He returns here facing a running feud with Congress's top Democrat, other Democrats pushing for impeachment proceedings and foreign policy challenges like North Korea. In Tokyo, Japan's prime minister and the president's own national security advisor blasted the North's recent missile tests, but the president said they were no big deal.
Intelligent people agree with
me. You're not bothered at all by the small missiles.
No, I'm not.
And again praised Kim Jong-un. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A conservative Republican has blocked efforts by the U.S. House of Representatives to fast-track a $19 billion disaster relief bill. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey said he objects to a plan to pass the bill under special procedures that require a unanimous agreement among all lawmakers.
If the Speaker of this House felt that this was must-pass legislation, the Speaker of this House should have called a vote on this bill before sending every member of Congress on recess for 10 days, and I object.
I urge my friends in this body not to object. I urge them to do so because millions of people are at risk.
That was Thomas Massey, followed by House Democrat Steny Hoyer, warning about the dangers of further delays. President Trump supports the bill, which sends a great deal of aid to his political stronghold. This is VOA News. The weather remains a danger.